This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Chris Graham is the founding editor and publisher of the Augusta Free Press, online at augustafreepress.com. He joins us live on the long line from just over the mountain in Waynesboro. How are you, my friend?
Hey, it's an even longer line. I'm actually in Stanton today. I'm out doing some reporting on a lot of these development issues that have been popping up here.
You're in beautiful downtown Stanton.
Beautiful downtown Stanton. Actually, right now I'm at a grand opening ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Village of Stanton. The old Western State Hospital, which was designed and built by Thomas Blackburn, the same guy who designed Central Grounds there at UVA about 1825, 1829 or so over here in Stanton anyway. And it's been redone into high-end apartments and houses, and there's a hotel development's going to be coming here in a few years, and all kinds of things coming in, a multi-million-dollar development here, and turning a former asylum, and most recently had been used as a prison, turning that into something to be contiguous to downtown.
That's amazing. And that, of course, is right there where 250 meets 11, right? Right near downtown Stanton.
That's right. Right across from the old Wright Dairy, right, for people who maybe slide over the mountain and get some 50s milkshakes and that kind of thing.
Love it.
Yeah,
love the Wright's Dairy, right, and Klein's Dairy Bar just down the street.
Just down the street, yeah. So this property is an 80-acre property that otherwise would have just been sitting here doing nothing for the city because, again, it had been most recently used as a Stanton Correctional Center, a medium-security prison. Up until about 2003, the state closed it at that time, and the city worked to get the deed to it. And Robin Miller, a developer from Richmond, came in 2006 and began work on transforming this. The architecture of these buildings is just fascinating. Again, for people who are familiar with Central Grounds at UVA, the same, you know, Thomas Blackburn designed the buildings there. He designed the buildings here. It's very similar. It looks like a college campus, except that it was called an insane asylum for about the first 75 years of its history.
Yeah, and they are absolutely beautiful. We're talking with Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. What are they selling for, those condos in that complex?
I took a tour last week, and I don't think anybody that was listening might necessarily be able to jump in right away. The condos that are being sold right now are in the $300,000 and up range. They're super nice. And I took a tour of the penthouses upstairs. I didn't even see a price on those, and I was afraid to ask. They were 2,800 square foot top floor condos at the top. I mean, you can't beat what they're doing here. The houses that had been used dating back to the 19th century by the administrators that are sort of fronting down on Greenville Avenue, 11 down at the bottom here, they're being turned into some of them single-family homes, some of them duplexes, I guess. But when you say duplex, it's not quite. It doesn't make sense to call these duplexes, I guess, with the architecture of these homes.
They're big houses too. I've seen them. They're big.
Oh, they're huge. Yeah, and those are $500,000 and up. As far as that goes, they're also going to build some original housing to go in here. There's also plans for a retail center, like a four-story, basically retail mall type thing that's going to go in. That'll be built brand new, and turning some of the buildings in the courtyard here into a hotel and spa and resort.
Wow.
In the middle of the thing. So,
and this is, boy, you talk about reuse. What we're talking about is the old Western State Hospital in Stanton.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, my grandmother worked here for 25 years or so.
Wow.
Before the Western State Hospital moved over to its current location near the 8164 interchange. But yeah, this was an 80-acre spot right in the middle of town, which for those who know the lay of the land a little bit, it's contiguous to downtown. Downtown Stanton is really just across the railroad tracks from here.
Yeah.
The plans for the build-out when they get to that point, and we're talking about a 10-year build-out for this particular location. At that point, the trolley system that people who, again, are familiar somewhat with Stanton from your listener base there, the trolley system that runs through downtown Stanton will continue over to this side and basically extend downtown, you know, another 80 acres or so.
And this, for folks who don't know, this is right near the big watering can, right? Right there
big
across the street.
The watering can is right there, right underneath the railroad overpass, the historic train station just down the way from here, the wharf, the area, the downtown area. Stanton has done a lot of work in the last 20 years. You know, $20 million investment into the Stonewall Jackson Hotel, which was dilapidated as recently as 5 years ago.
It's gorgeous now.
It's breathtaking. And it hosts, regional, state, some national events there now. Also, the Blackfriars Playhouse, American Shakespeare Center, a $4 million investment in the downtown, which is right next door to the Stonewall Jackson Hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
Just amazing what we've seen here in the last 20 years. I grew up in the Stanton area, and to see what to see what's happened, you know, from 20 years ago when I was in high school to now. It's a different world here.
Yeah, it is absolutely beautiful. And one reason I like to talk about it on occasion and have you talk about development in that area is because more and more as we move forward in time, Chris, we're seeing this community that is Charlottesville and Central Virginia and the communities of, you know, Waynesboro, Fishersville, Stanton, and Augusta County, they're gradually becoming one big metro area. And more we're seeing folks either, you know, live over there and work here or vice versa. I mean, more and more folks now are comfortable, like in Crozet, crossing the mountain to go shopping in Waynesboro.
Yeah, I like to say that Charlottesville is not as far away from Stanton and Waynesboro as it used to be. And that's definitely the case. It used to seem like when I was a kid growing up here that Charlottesville was a trip. You know, that you had to go when you went to Charlottesville, you were going somewhere in a sense. It felt like you were, you know, really taking some sort of a day excursion. And now, yeah, people live. I mean, they live in Stanton, work in Charlottesville, vice versa. And it, you know, what used to seem like a 45-minute drive that was just unapproachable with interstate traffic, people I guess getting used to the fact that it, you know, 45 minutes is nothing as far as the commute goes. It's definitely transformed things. It's transformed the economy. As you mentioned, the Crozet-Waynesboro connection in particular. The reason Waynesboro, for people who are familiar with Waynesboro's West End, with the Target and the Walmart and the Home Depot and the Lowe's and, you know, the future, it seems like a 12-screen movieplex that we talked a little bit last time I was on the show. It's not just Waynesboro that the market is for those locations. Crozet is a huge market for those stores, and in fact, that's a lot of the reason that those stores are in there, because the growth in Western Albemarle County and the ease to get over the mountain, except for days of fog, and even then, it's still easier to get over in fog and go 10 miles on the interstate than it is to drive, you know, another 10 miles and have to fight Charlottesville traffic. So, Crozet, the economic engine that is Crozet, is fueling the economies of Waynesboro and Stanton as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. We really are tied together. We're talking with Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. Now, you mentioned that movie theater. Chris, we were so excited here in Charlottesville when we learned that the old Seminole Theater behind the Kmart was going to be spruced up into a 9-screen complex with stadium seating. Well, I learned last night doing some reading on the Augusta Free Press that the Waynesboro-Stanton area is looking at not one of those, not two of those, but possibly three new commercial complexes that would include new movie theaters. What's the deal?
Well, yeah, so yeah, Waynesboro is now joining you and those in Charlottesville who are lamenting that theirs is the newest thing. There's been a development in the Stanton area just sort of up the road from where I am right now at the Frontier Culture Museum, the entrance to the Frontier Culture Museum, and literally right at the intersection of 81 and 64. That has been in development for about 4 or 5 years. That will include about an 80,000 square foot retail center that will have a number of developments in it. It's on property owned by the Frontier Culture Museum, but it's not going to be really associated with, except for the fact that it's on the property there. And actually, they're getting ready to turn dirt later this year. That's the closest and nearest and most realistic of the projects we're talking about. I think second in line actually is not the Waynesboro project we heard about last week, but actually the Augusta County project. At the intersection of 81 and 262, basically the next interstate exit down for people coming from Charlottesville, exit 225 near the Stanton Country Club, a development that we only learned about publicly on Monday, has already gotten a vote from the Planning Commission Tuesday night and will go to the Board of Supervisors next, I think it's 2 weeks from now actually, for more consideration. But we're talking about 135-acre, 1 million square foot of commercial and retail space.
Gosh.
Project that will include, the plans include, and this is very preliminary, there's really no specifics yet, but they do say that included in the plans are plans for a movie theater. So we go from, you know, in Waynesboro particularly, not having any movie theaters. Stanton has a couple of movie theaters, you know, a couple of small screen movie theaters, to having potentially just a movie mecca here not too far in the future.
That is unbelievable. We're talking with Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. So we're looking at a new commercial complex in Stanton at the entrance to the Frontier Culture Museum, which, by the way, is a sidebar here. If you haven't been there, you need to go. It really is a fun experience, and kids love it. It's a lot of fun. So right at the entrance there, which will sort of connect with the Lowe's and the Walmart in one big long line there on 250.
Well, and then this is still way in the future, but the city is working with the state to get access to the current Western State Hospital location. The state has indicated an interest for about the last 4 or 5 years in doing something about that Western State Hospital property that's been there for about the last 30 years. At that intersection of 81 and 64, the plans had been for the state to renovate the current buildings, but the movement in the last couple years was to do something to actually build a new complex. Well, the city had targeted that particular location as another great development location, and had purchased the land, I guess, behind where the current Western State Hospital is, closer to the interstate. And so there's a swap in place, basically the city swapping the land it owns closer to the interstate, I guess, but away from 250 Richmond Road, for the current state property, which is much more accessible, much more attractive to developers. We're talking 3 or 4 years down the road, another maybe 150 acres or so, which across from the entrance to the Frontier Museum, also being a commercial retail development. So that's going to be that's going to be an interesting area. Yeah.
Gosh, that's huge. So we're talking four new. Now we're talking about four new huge commercial developments in the Waynesboro-Stanton area.
Yeah, and really all with great interstate access. I mean, the three that that we mentioned there, the one at the Frontier Museum that will be turning dirt later this year, the one across the road, it's probably 2012 or 2013 from turning dirt, but I mean, things are in the works now.
Yeah.
And then the next interstate exit up, the one I guess technically would be called Verona, just outside the Stanton city limits at exit 225. That one's probably 2011 or so from dirt turning. And then the project, so go back a few miles over to 64, closer to Charlottesville for people coming in that direction. At exit 94 in Waynesboro.
Next to the Home Depot.
Next to the Home Depot, about 6 miles away from this little cluster here, 6 miles up the road into Waynesboro. Again, interstate access you're talking about, a movie theater complex plus high-end residential development. So, yeah, four right there within a six-mile frame and It's an interesting time for all this to be going on.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And I remember a conversation I had just 2 or 3 years ago with a friend about what was happening in the Valley. And he said, there's just nothing over there. And I'm like, you wait, because it's exploding in Augusta County with development. Tom is on the line. Tom, you've been waiting patiently. I appreciate it. You're on with Chris Graham. You go right ahead.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you, Coy. It's exciting to hear all of the economic boom that's going on in an economy that is so depressed everywhere. We share your excitement for what's developing over there. But I think it's worth mentioning, too, you talked about the fact that so much of the traffic from Western Albemarle County is to account for the economic boom that's going on in Augusta County and all the business development. I think it's a very important point to make that, that we're sending an awful lot of tax dollars your way that maybe would have benefited Albemarle County residents had we not had such a business restrictive attitude by a government here in Albemarle County that has bureaucratic delays as part of their no growth policy and restrictive development and intimidation of local businesses in such a way that really inhibits the development of this area. We've seen a lot of our great opportunities, such as Home Depot and Walmart Supercenter and all the great things that you're getting over there. It really could have enriched the economic life of Albemarle County, but it's departed here, and it's left a burden on the taxpayers of Albemarle County that I think it rests squarely on the shoulders of this restrictive environment.
Tom, thank you for the call, and it's a definite opinion that many people in this area have. Chris, what's been the reaction to the local planners and the local government in Augusta County? Have they been sort of greenlighting everything coming down the pike? Are they more friendly? Do they have that reputation to those kind of developments?
I think it's becoming more that way, and I think we're seeing the reaction to the economic calamity that everybody's suffering right now. Just 3 years ago in Augusta County, there was a major community discussion over the potential siting of a Toyota plant in the Weirs Cave area, which will be another few miles up the interstate from where I am right now. And actually, the public clamor, at least, showed that there was a lot of disinterest in that at that time. Now, this was back in 2006 in Augusta County, unemployment was about 2%. Even $50,000 a year jobs and 2 or 3,000 of them, wasn't enough for people to say let's risk changing our county here. It felt more like Albemarle County's current policies maybe at that point than it does now. Augusta County now is with unemployment in the county at 8%. Waynesboro's unemployment at 11%. I think we're seeing maybe a different attitude as far as that goes, more concession to reality, so to speak. And I'll tell you, especially from Waynesboro perspective, Waynesboro's growth being so tied in particular to Crozet's own growth and its own issues, as was explained by the caller there. I think in the future, there's a fear, at least in the back of the minds of some Waynesboro leaders, that, well, at some point, Albemarle County is not going to continue to be as restrictive as it is now. And as Crozet develops and continues to grow as a community in and of itself, there's a fear that the companies that are currently locating in Waynesboro to take advantage of the Crozet traffic will say, hey, and now that we can go do business in Crozet, let's go ahead and go there and cut the drive time for people. And Waynesboro, in 10 or 15 years, could be left holding the bag. So It's definitely, to me, there's a little bit of a catch-as-catch-can. Right now it looks great, but it could change definitely and be a drastic change in the future.
Well, that's also assuming that there's no residential growth in the Augusta County area. And if you look at what's been happening in Fishersville, which is right sort of in between Waynesboro and Stanton, that's exploded too. Now, it's slowed down recently with the economy, but, you know, when the economy comes back, you're going to start seeing a lot more roads going in those cow fields and a lot more houses. And that might keep the Kohl's and the Target and the Home Depot and the Cracker Barrel and all that stuff in Waynesboro afloat, you know, Crozet or no Crozet.
Well, and then I have to say this, too, and for the listeners in Albemarle County in particular, you're going to hear this number and shudder, but the county, Augusta County recently lowered its tax rate in the face of some, you know, pretty high reassessments. Their quadrennial reassessment was done earlier this year. The tax rate in Augusta County is now 48 cents. I think it's still in the 80s over in Albemarle County, so... I think that certainly that pace of residential development is going to pick back up as soon as the economy allows. 48 cents, I mean, you're going to find people flocking to Augusta County, I think. And I think actually, that could actually be a problem for Augusta County. I think we're going to see potentially a lot of pressure on residential growth in particular the next few years with that low tax rate, and it's going to be hard to address that. But yeah, I think you're right. The Fishersville and Stewart Strap areas, I may be over-attributed. It's not all Crozet that's the factor. It's certainly a huge factor for Waynesboro's growth in particular, but Stewart Strath and Fishersville, maybe more Stewart Strath, which is, you know, 5 or 6 miles down 340 from Waynesboro, shot into Waynesboro. It's not an incorporated town or anything, like Crozet's not an incorporated town either, but the Stewart Strath area, if you draw a circle around what would be a town if you would do so, it'd be about 12,000-13,000 residents. But that's a good-sized population base. It doesn't have its own, you know, major stores like that. So you have Stewart Strath feeding in, you have Crozet feeding into Waynesboro, and that's what makes Waynesboro the, you know, the growing metropolis that it is, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we continue to keep our finger on the pulse of how these communities in the Valley and the Charlottesville area continue to sort of grow together into one big metro area separated by some beautiful mountains. Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. Chris, thanks for being with us. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.